Now that you know about the retention framework, I'm sure your mind is percolating with ways to invest in areas that we think might be low for our volunteers. Now, I want to celebrate your zeal, but I want to push pause on your zeal for just a moment. Prior to pouring into an area that we think is an area that deems addressing, wouldn't it be better or good to know for sure? Pouring into the right categories on the retention framework cannot be a guessing game. Previously, we laughed about how we wish that volunteers had like this graph hovering over their heads indicating like an area of deficiency. If such a graph did hover over their heads, we would automatically know into which bucket we should pour. It's just not that easy. However, gaining that knowledge is not impossible nor out of reach. But we want to ask in a way that will quickly allow us to see the areas of need. So we have created this simple and scalable digital survey that gives you the very graph you wished was magically hovering over their heads. Now it's time to actually send out a survey to different segments of your volunteer population and get their thoughts on the matter. No more guessing, we're seeking data. Now please understand that our assumptions about how volunteers might score and their actual scores often don't line up. And I want to warn you, these surveys are extraordinarily revealing. In my personal experience, I was actually quite shocked at the difference between what I assumed about my volunteers and what was actually happening in their hearts and in the minds of my volunteers. From the real and raw data, I was then able to quantifiably see which areas were low and then build a plan to increase that low area immediately. In the next video, we're going to explore some actual survey results and analyze some of those results from real people that I myself surveyed, and we're going to discuss how to build a plan based on the data that you might receive. I'll see you in the next video.